Recently, Arun spoke to another doctor who left the hospital for a new career. Instead of saving lives in the operating room, former surgeon Judy Melinek decided to investigate death in the morgue. She spoke to Arun about her new book, Working Stiff, 2 Years, 262 Bodies, and the Making of a Medical Examiner.
Well, I first trained as a surgeon, so I was going to be a general surgeon, and that involves quite a bit of trauma. But it's very different when you're working at a medical examiner's office because you get to see the cases that even the surgeons don't get to see. In fact, I once went to a conference where a forensic pathologist was speaking, and the pathologist put up photos of injuries that I had gotten used to seeing, gunshot wounds and really damaged bodies. And I saw the clinicians wincing, and I thought, what's wrong with these guys? Like, why are they so sensitive? And then to hit me. They never get to see this stuff. This comes straight to the coroner's office.
And how do you make the transition from being, obviously, you know how to dissect a human body, but adding in that extra level of being a sleuth, a detective in that way? How do you learn that?
That's what you learn on the job. So the reason I wrote the book is because if you watch the nightly shows, CSI, Bones, all the forensic dramas, they tend to give the impression that the forensic pathologist is all-knowing and springs from the womb knowing everything. And the reality is that there's a training process, and it's a gradual training process. It's on the job. And we make mistakes, and not all crimes are solved, and not all deaths are crimes. In fact, most deaths are naturals or accidents. So it's a training process, and the book focuses on the training.
Now, you write in the book that you're not a ghoulish person, but at the same time, you talk about being basically fascinated and entranced with death in a way, which is kind of the definition of ghoulish. How do you reconcile that?
I can't say that I wouldn't agree with you in terms of saying I'm entranced with death. I am fascinated by the human body. I think the human body is an amazing structure. It's incredible to look at how well it works and how it fails as well, and to learn from that. To me, that's life-affirming, because when you can look at the body after the person is already dead and they are no longer suffering, you can take lessons from that body that then have relevance to the living, to the family members of the person who died, and also to the public at large in terms of what hazards are out there. That's why coroner's and medical examiner records are public records, because when people die suddenly and unexpectedly, there's a civic need to know. It's a public health hazard.
Are there some cases that even with a professional detachment, with depersonalizing and so on, that still kind of haunt you?
There are cases that really get to you personally. I mean, I'm a physician, but I'm also a mommy. Mm. I have 3 kids. So when a child dies, and especially when a child dies from inflicted injury, from abuse, that is very hard emotionally, because you know by looking at their injuries what that child had to suffer through. That said, it's important that we objectively document everything and that we're rigorous in documenting it, because when and if that case goes to litigation, whether it's criminal or civil litigation, we need to be able to testify objectively to those findings.
After living in this world, you talk about your attitude or your feelings and fears about death, about dying. You know, you might expect that seeing all of these deaths, you might be thinking all the million ways that could kill you, because you know better than anybody the million things that can kill you. But
it's the opposite.
Right.
It's the opposite. Yeah. So basically, the more you know about death, actually, it demystifies it. I just realized staying alive is mostly common sense. If you are smoking, stop. If you haven't started, don't start. Stay healthy. Get exercise. That yellow line on the subway, it's there for a reason. Stay away from that. Look both ways before you cross the street. The majority of deaths I saw were mundane, and just by standard health and safety behaviors, we can avoid them.
I'm curious, because you said that you set out originally you were going to be a surgeon. How is your sense of yourself professionally different now that you've had this career now as a death investigator?
I'm thrilled about it. I think it's the most exciting job in the world. I look forward to it every day. It's really exciting to be able to work with great folks and figure things out. And then later on in the afternoon, before I came here, I was on the phone with a family and I gave them answers. And that just gives me so much hope and so much satisfaction that I can help people find closure, that I can help people understand what happened. They're my patients. The family members of the deceased, they have a right to know what happened.
Dr. Judy Melnick is a medical examiner. Her book about her experiences is Working Stiff. Thank you so much.
Thank you.